why is he called Krusty Krab on SpongeBob SquarePants?
He's not called Krusty Krab.
No?
The restaurant is Krusty Krab.
Should I say that again? Yeah. Just hit it.
And just take it out. That's not my point.
Is this real life?
Behold, Timmy! Life! Real life! A thing that we have been denied for far too long!
Welcome to the desert of the real
life! English! Do you speak it?
Aw, yeah. What's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English Podcast, the only English podcast guaranteed to make your shit not stink. My name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to audio is a fun, natural, and practical way to learn English. So save some time and learn Real Life English while you're stuck in traffic, at the gym, doing your laundry, or working at 9:20 on a Saturday night.
Oh yeah.
So I'm here today with my co-host, my co-worker, the man who the Pope confesses his sins to. Chad, how are you doing on this fine Saturday evening?
Well, I guess I could be doing better on a Saturday night than hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's kind of the last thing we want to do, right?
Yeah, yeah. And also, this is probably not helping you. Our neighbor right here, he's just having this barbecue right now. The smell of meat is in the air.
Is it making you hungry?
A little bit peckish.
What does peckish mean?
Peckish is not when you're hungry, but just when you have like desire to just like nibble on food.
Okay, so it's more like a mental craving than a physical?
Exactly, yeah.
You just want to taste it?
Exactly,
I just want to taste.
I just want to put my face in that meat and rub it all on me.
That sounds very sexual.
Just joking, I'm not into any weird stuff with meat. And how are you today, Trevor, on this fine Saturday night?
I'm doing well. We did some painting, got a green screen in the office now set up, so it'll be interesting to play around with that.
Yeah, it's a green screen. What is that exactly?
So a green screen is when you have a big screen that is green behind you that you
can... kind of rhymes as well.
Yeah, that you can film and put in any movie clip or picture behind you.
Hopefully the near future, you might be getting some special Real Life English videos, maybe?
Perhaps.
Keep your eyes out for that one, then.
Yeah, so if you noticed last week, we talked about painting our dirty-ass walls. Well, we started that project, and hopefully we can get some more of that work done tomorrow, and maybe finish next week.
Yeah, no one likes dirty-ass walls, that's for sure.
No.
Cat footprints in there as well.
Yeah,
right?
Our cats just clawing all over everything, getting it all gross.
For those who haven't met their hourly cat... Peru. So, moving on to the new. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's so, Trevor, do you have any news for us today?
Yeah, so the news for this week is that I finally started responding to tweets again.
Oh, there you go.
I can't respond to everyone. I've come to terms with that I just can't respond to everyone.
What does come to terms mean?
So come to terms means just like accepting reality, usually in a way that is not favorable to you or likable to you.
Well, when there's 20,000 plus members, I think it's difficult to do that every week, right?
That's another news announcement, is we now have 25,000 followers.
Oh, look out.
On Twitter. And
awesome, man.
Yeah, I would love to respond to everyone, but I just can't. There's just not enough time in the day to do it. So if you really want to make sure that you get a response, just send us an email, theguys@reallifebh.com, and you'll be sure to get an answer. If not, I'll try to respond to your tweets, but I can't promise anything. Sorry, guys. So anything else in the news?
Maybe we're kind of pre-announcing. We're really excited about our next Real Life party.
Yeah, we got a party in 2 weeks. From today, right?
2 weeks from today. It's the 27th.
Yeah, and we got a special guest, Agir Ferreira.
Agir from Transparent English.
English Experts. Right. And also agirferreira.com.
Exactly, yeah.
He's all over the place.
He's everywhere. So we just wanted to say, hey, Agir, what's up, man? We're looking forward to meeting you, and you're going to come and hang out with us at the Real Life Party. And just to tell everyone else about your cool website, a lot of really awesome articles there. Love your work, Agir. Looking forward to meeting you, buddy.
Yeah, and we'll give you a link to Transparent Languages in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so next, moving on to some more shout-outs.
Should we give them the really exciting shout-out first, or just the Twitter shout-outs?
What's a really exciting shout-out?
We didn't realize we got a comment on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We finally got a comment on iTunes.
Hallelujah.
Where's that applause?
All right. So who's the special Real Life English fan who was the first person in a long time to give us a review on iTunes?
This is a 5-star review by Fabio Costa, and he says, "This podcast is the difference between studying English and learning English naturally, which is much more fun."
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Fabio Costa.
Thanks, Fabio, for going on to iTunes and taking the time to give us a review. We really appreciate it. It's going to help other people find our podcast.
Exactly. So if you want to help other people too, jump onto iTunes, give us a review. Whatever you think of the podcast, feel free to tell us, give us some feedback as well, right?
Yeah, we would love. Well, if it's good feedback on iTunes, if it's more constructive criticism feedback, just send me an email, trevor@reallifebh.com.
Yeah, it's better.
And so we can improve it.
Nice.
All right, so moving on to the other shouts. Okay, we got a shout out from Alex Rivera from El Salvador, and he says, "I really love your podcast, Real Life English."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got one from a man named David, and he says, "Real Life English, nice tips. Good way to learn by yourself or with friends."
So do you think he listens to the podcast with his buddies?
Perhaps. Maybe they do a drinking game.
What do you mean by a drinking game?
Maybe every time I say like, they take a drink.
They must be getting very drunk in that case. Those guys must be plastered.
Yeah, they don't last very long.
You know what I mean, like, and I just like saying like and like stuff.
Yeah, like happens all the time. I don't like know what happened. All right, so let's move on to the next shout out is from Irina, and she's from Russia.
Ooh.
And she's an English teacher. And she says, "A wonderful present to my students and me. So interesting and beautifully made. Many thanks for it."
Oh, awesome. So that probably may be our first shout out from Russia, right?
As far as I know, yeah. Someone who's had it on their Twitter profile that they were from Russia.
Yeah. Cool.
So, awesome. All right, so that's it for the shout outs for this week. Let's move on to the question. So we got a question from one of our Twitter followers. His name is Alam from Saudi Arabia, and he asks, "Please help me. I have a problem with the difference between would and will." So, Mr. Expert Chad, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, okay, sure. Well, would is generally used as a conditional. For example, I would go, I would have, I would like. And will is a future reference. I will go to, or I will open the window. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot in here.
Yes, it is.
It's a little bit stuffy.
If you won't, I will.
Nice. But when I say would, like, I would open the window if it was really hot in here, but it's a little cold, so yeah. I'm not going to.
So we'll keep it closed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. I mean, sometimes we can use would when we reference, like, a habit in the past. Like, when I was younger, I would ride my bike around the city all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I would ride. In this case, it's more like a habit you used to have. It's right. Kind of like saying used to in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually something you don't still do today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so,
or just a conditional. I would open the window if my damn neighbor would stop making that barbecue. I can still smell it. Can you smell it?
I can, yeah. So you guys might hear some background noise. It's our neighbors. So, anyways, you can also use would when making a request. It's like a polite way to make a request. So you could be like, "Darling, would you open the window for me? It's quite warm in here."
Why did you have to use a British accent to say that?
every time I think of really polite English or really formal English, I think of it with a British accent.
Okay. Cool. All right. Whatever works for you, if that's what you think.
I just feel like a certain type of British people are very proper, and they speak a lot more formally than I do.
I guess that's the posh English people, right?
Exactly.
So hopefully that answered your question.
Yep. Okay, so let's move on to the 5 expressions.
Alrighty.
So what was our theme this week?
So our theme, well, I got a little bit confused with the theme. I started off very strange at the start of the week. I wanted to make it worrying situations.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit worried about some certain things at the start of the week. But I kind of changed as I went through. So I'm going to title this Expressions Related to distress.
Okay, cool.
Okay, kind of gets
so
a lot.
So what
of,
is distress?
Distress would be when you are feeling very kind of anxious. Sometimes it has a lot of like pain related to it. Mm-hmm. Like he has a lot of physical distress. Can you say that?
Yeah.
I guess you can say mm-hmm. that, right?
Yeah, whereas stress might be more like pressure from a situation. Mm-hmm. Like I'm stressed out because I have to finish my essay before it's due tonight at midnight.
Exactly. So this this week is, I'm titling it, expression is related to distress, but it's kind of a mixed bag.
Okay, what's a mixed bag?
A mixed bag is just when you have a lot of different combinations of things.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just go through them. We had looking over your shoulder.
Okay.
We also had up in arms, get your knickers in a twist.
Or get your panties in a bunch if you're from America.
Oh, nice one. We also have to have a go at someone and to have something on your mind.
Okay.
There we go. So the first one, looking over your shoulder. So what does that mean, Trevor?
So looking over your shoulder is what you do when you're worried or anxious or afraid of something that's behind you.
Mm.
So maybe if you're walking down the street at night and you're in a dangerous neighborhood, you could be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're doing something wrong and you think that maybe someone could be noticing that you're doing something wrong, you're always looking over your shoulder. Someone who's very you're very suspicious about that person.
Yeah.
I can say, what's wrong with that guy? He's always looking over his shoulder.
Right.
He seems like he's never calm. He's always a little bit tense.
Right. You can also say this person is sketchy.
Sketchy, like that.
Would
one.
You say that?
Yeah, I would say sketchy. We have a...
Or shady.
Shady, yeah. Mm-hmm. In Australian English, we often say dodgy.
Okay.
It's a pretty dodgy looking guy.
Yeah.
But dodgy can also be a dangerous place. Like, it's kind of dodgy when you're...
Same with sketchy.
Sketchy,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Or for the person.
Or shady as well. Shady, yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe like a dishonest person, he's a little dodgy.
Same, exact same thing.
Right.
Could be a place, a person, or someone you wouldn't trust.
All right, there you go.
Awesome. Shady, sketchy, dodgy.
Nice.
All right.
Let's move on. Next one here is up in arms. You know what that one means?
I do know what it means, but I believe it's more of a British expression.
You could be right, but up in arms is just when you are very upset with how something is happening. Like, we use this a lot for maybe political subjects. Like, the people are up in arms with the educational system. Think about people who are rioting. What's rioting?
Rioting is a group of people who are upset about something, and they're usually causing some kind of mischief, mayhem, destruction. They're breaking stuff.
But they could be a kind of... Right, is it always violent? Is it always related to destroying things?
Generally.
Yeah.
Not, doesn't have to be, but when I think of riots, I think of violence. People turning cars over, smashing
you're
windows.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Riots are always kind of negative like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my focus on the word here. To be up in arms, you can say, wow, those people are really up in arms about whatever the kind of social problem is,
yeah,
right?
Maybe like protesting with signs.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah, really
so
upset.
Protest would be a non-violent riot, right?
Exactly. Protesting.
Okay. Sweet. The next one. Talking about British English earlier, would you like to pronounce this one in your finest British accent, please, Trevor?
Would that be to get your knickers in a twist?
Get your knickers in a twist. What does that mean?
So, I would say don't get your panties in a bunch.
Okay.
But it means don't get upset over something that's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Knickers is just another way to say, like, underwear.
Right.
Generally, women's underwear.
Okay, same with panties.
You say panties, right? Panties always for women?
Panties is always for women, yes.
Okay.
I don't usually say that word. It doesn't really come up much in my normal conversation.
Okay. What's another word for underwear?
You could say like thong. That's a specific type.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't giving it a specific type, general term, panties.
Panties, okay. And for men?
Boxers.
Boxers.
Briefs, maybe.
Briefs.
Yeah.
Jocks.
Jocks, okay. Jocks,
did you say that?
No. When I think of jocks, I think of a jock strap.
Okay, okay.
It's definitely not underwear.
Okay. In Australia, we say jocks or dacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dacks.
Crazy, right? Anyway, enough of talking about underwear. To get your knickers in a twist is to get very upset about something that is actually kind of a minor problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually said a little bit condescendingly, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or making fun of someone.
Yeah, it's like, why are you overreacting? It's such a minor problem. You guys didn't hear this because we're probably going to edit it out. But Justin came in here because he wanted to make some acai.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to use the blender.
Yep.
And he heard us talking about this expression earlier. So he said, hey guys, don't get your knickers in a twist, but I'm going to make some acai.
Yeah, he actually said, don't get your knickers in a panties. But
yeah, yeah.
He didn't say it right.
He doesn't know what's going on. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next one.
So this is another British term, another British expression, to have a go at someone.
Yeah. You don't say that?
To have a go is a very British term.
You having a go, mate?
Yeah, we never say that. Okay. I understand it. Have a go means to try, usually. But in this case, to have a go at someone would be what I think is to fight them.
Yeah.
Or to either verbally or physically.
It's generally to just criticize someone. Okay. And you're doing this out of a place of anger.
Okay.
Like maybe if someone is always late, maybe sometimes I arrive late to some appointments that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But one time some guy, he has a go at me. He's like, bloody hell, mate, you're late again. You're always late. Call me several names, whatever. He'd be having a go at me.
Okay.
And it's criticizing me for something bad that I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of negative, right? To have a go at someone, as mm-hmm. the other expression said, to have a go is to motivate someone to do something, right?
Well, the way I've heard of it is in, like, a British person would say, yeah, I'll have a go. Like, I'll attempt it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try it.
Yeah. But if you direct that at someone, he's having a go at me, it's bad. He's criticizing me.
Gotcha.
Aight.
Moving on.
Yeah. The last one for today, very common expression. I'm sure it's British, American, Australian, everything.
Mm-hmm.
To have something on your mind.
So, Chad, I noticed you're not completely focused today. Is there something on your mind?
Exactly. So maybe if I don't have a lot of focus, it's because I'm kind of worried about something or there's something that's...
Maybe he has some personal problems that he's dealing with.
Yeah, could be. But there's definitely something on my mind, which means I'm kind of distracted, right?
Mm-hmm. A similar expression would be to zone out or space out.
Yeah.
If something's on your mind, you're generally not focused on what's happening now, mm-hmm. and you're thinking about something else.
Yeah.
And so if someone sees that, they can ask you, something on your mind? Like, do you want to say something?
Why would you say that?
Oh, because you were spacing out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was totally daydreaming there.
Yeah. So that's another way you could say is to daydream.
So I guess that's the 5 expressions for this week. Just to remind you very quickly, looking over your shoulder, up in arms, get your knickers in a twist or your panties in a bunch. Is that right?
Yeah.
To have a go at someone and to have something on your mind.
All right.
Expressions related to distress.
Cool. Alright, so moving on. So today we don't have a quick tip for you because we couldn't think of anything and we were too lazy to spend too much time finding one.
Actually, we do have a quick tip after our day of working at the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
When painting and using a paintbrush, be sure to clean it out afterwards or the paint will dry and your paintbrush will become all crusty.
And unusable. So what does crusty mean?
Crusty is when, think of a paintbrush, when it just dries up and it becomes really stiff and hard mm-hmm. and you can't move it anymore, it doesn't work.
Right.
It's all crusty and dry. Yeah.
Does the word crusty remind you of anything?
Crusty the Clown?
Oh, okay. Simpsons, yeah.
What were you thinking of, man?
I was thinking of the Krusty Krab from SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool, yeah. Why is he crusty?
Well, it's the name of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, the Krusty Krab, SpongeBob, SquarePants.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it would be crusty.
No.
Maybe because it's underwater and yeah, it's kind of like rusty.
Who knows? If you know that, please post it on Twitter.
Send us a tweet or post in the comments of the show notes. All right, so moving on to the joke. So if you guys listened last week, you might have heard a funny joke that was told for once. And so we hope to continue that tradition for one more episode. Don't expect much more after this, but we got another sexual joke for you guys.
Uh-oh.
And so this one is, if sex is a pain in the ass, then you're doing it wrong.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you want to explain the expression, pain in the ass?
A pain in the ass is when someone is, it can be either a situation that's very distressful,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Nice. All right.
That could actually be an expression for this week. So mm-hmm. I can use it for a situation like having to wake up really early in the morning is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I say ass, not ass, right?
Yeah, I say ass.
Yeah.
Don't British people say arse?
Ass.
Ass.
Pain in the ass, mate.
Yeah, they spell it A-R-S-E, but the way
you're
they right. pronounce the R's is like ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So yeah, a pain in the ass can either be a situation, like waking up early is a pain in the ass, or a person who keeps irritating you is a pain in the ass too.
Yeah. Or if you do sex wrong, it can be a pain in the ass.
Interpret that as you like, and let's move on.
All right, so that about does it for this week's podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you did enjoy, please leave us a review on iTunes. If not, that's cool too. So we'll play you out with a song by Gogo Bordello called Start Wearing Purple.
Oh yeah.
And the reason we're playing you out with this song is because, why not?
I like purple. I don't know if I'm going to start wearing it.
Okay. So, thanks for listening. Don't be shy. We've got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com. Sign up. Stay up to date with everything that's going on in the Real Life English community. And get access to our 3-part video series on how to become a lifelong English learner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в ну. Start wearing purple. So why don't you start wearing black?